What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back into the show. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today. Denny, happy to have you join us today.
Well, happy to be here, Carrington.
Absolutely. Denny, the Royals are playing some of their best baseball of the season. The Royals have gotten back to 500. They are 56-56. They have 50 games remaining in the season. What have you seen from the Royals during the stretch?
Well, good defense, better offense, solid pitching, and 500 is the launching pad. Now, which way the launch goes, we'll know in another 2 or 3 weeks. But, yeah, they played very well since the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest takeaway that I've had is just the offenses. I wouldn't say the offense is fixed by any means, but four runs just seems to be that magical number for the Royals. If they can get to four runs, they've proven to be very difficult to beat. They just don't get to four runs fairly often.
Yeah, and it's just the inconsistency of the offense, and we've seen that from day one. And that's the thing that I think kind of rankles people is just the inconsistency. They've been playing really well or not so really well and not much in between. So you want consistency. You want good consistency, obviously, since the All-Star break that's been the case. And if you can continue to prolong that for another 2 or 3 weeks, you've positioned yourself pretty well.
Since June 30th, the Royals have the third best record in the American League. Denny, a lot of this has just been stringing series together. They won this series against Toronto. They had a good homestand against Atlanta and Cleveland. And you're hoping that this continues heading into a very important series against the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 in Chicago against the Cubs. Cubs are a very good team. 2 out of 3 in Toronto. Toronto, I think, is terrific. And when you go in and beat them 2 out of 3 in Toronto, why, you've accomplished quite a bit. But, yeah, big series against Boston. Fenway's always tough. But if they keep playing the way they've been playing, why, they should come out of the 3-game series in pretty good shape.
I've never been to Fenway. You've been a bunch. What's Fenway like?
It's unique. It's the seats. You better not weigh more than 150 pounds if you want to sit down in one of those seats because they are really narrow. And I guess people back in the early 1900s were a lot more narrow than they are now. So that is one big improvement they could make. But, hey, they cram as many people into that little bandbox as they possibly can, and you can't blame them. And it's just a very interesting ballpark. It's as unique as Wrigley Field, and they were built at about the same time. And it's always fun to watch baseball at Fenway because a lead is never safe because of the dimensions, basically, and so it should be a really interesting series.
Denny, this is the first time that you and I have got a chance to talk since some of the moves that the Royals have made. The Royals were obviously not major players at the deadline, but I do think the Royals filled some very important needs. We've talked about outfield production for the Royals basically this entire season. I think they have made noticeable improvements when it comes to their outfield production. We're not talking about a lot of power, but just I think you have much more consistent hitters, and I think that's kind of leveled out the offense a lot.
Yeah, and a little more experience. Now, how they will play, we'll find out. But I think it's more of a depth situation than anything. I think that's what J.J. Piccolo and Scott Sharp were looking for. We're more depth, both in the pitching and in the offense. Defense is fine. I think there's no problem with that. And so it's the consistency of the offense. The pitching has been pretty consistent. I worry a little bit about the bullpen at times. I get nervous when some of those guys come in. But I think everybody feels the same way because closing out a game, innings 8 and 9, you better be good. You better be consistent.
Right now we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I know we still got 50 games to go, but it does feel like it's a little bit now of a sprint to the finish. There's not going to be a whole lot of times where the Royals get an opportunity to play a team that's directly ahead of them in the standings. If you look at the wild card picture right now, Boston's the top wild card team. They're 2 up on the Yankees. They're 5.5 games up on the Royals. This is a really big series for the Royals. I've said this kind of like in April. I have a saying, you can't make the playoffs in April, but you can miss the playoffs in April. One bad week could be the difference of you just outright missing the postseason now at this point. This is a really important series for the Royals.
Yeah, I think if one of the two teams sweeps, and that's probably unlikely, then it's pretty important. If it's 2 out of 3, one way or the other, you still got a long way to go. But it also depends on how the teams in front of you play down the stretch. That's always the X factor, because who knows how those teams ahead of the Royals are going to do. Are they going to play really well, run away and hide? Are they going to be they're going to falter? No pun intended on our pitcher. But, yeah, we just don't know what the other teams are going to do, and that's what makes it so interesting.
Denny, it's been a while since you and I have got a chance to talk about Salvador Perez and just his overall consistency. We're talking about a guy who, at 35 years old, who has played catcher now, it feels like, for 12, 13 seasons, another year in which he hits 250. He has 20 home runs right now. He'll probably finish the season with 80 to 90 RBIs, somewhere in that range. Salvi still being a plus bat at this stage in his career is pretty remarkable given the position that he plays.
Yeah, and he started the season so slowly, a lot of people were saying, uh-oh, maybe this is the beginning of the end of the line for him, but he's really rejuvenated. I think one of the biggest things for him is he's not catching every game. If he was catching every game like he used to, his numbers wouldn't be as good as you just recited. But being able to DH once in a while, being able to play first base once in a while and get away from behind the plate, I think that has helped him as much as anything.
Yeah, that's a big reason why when they made the trade for Freddie Fermin, and I liked Fermin, he was a good bat, certainly a plus glove, one of the better defensive catchers in the league. I think the Royals kind of have their progression plan. They have Salvador Perez. He can catch when needed to here and there, and then Carter Jensen is a player that you expect to be up at some point in the next 12 months or so. I think the Royals just felt very confident about the future of that position, so it made Fermin expendable.
Yeah, exactly, and what you're saying is true. It's not all that difficult to find a good backup catcher. I mean, he's got to be good defensively. He's got to be able to throw. What he hits sometimes is irrelevant for a backup catcher. But, yeah, I think you're right on it.
I'll get you out of here with this. I know that I shouldn't look ahead when it comes to the schedule. If the Royals can get through this stretch against Boston and avoid being swept or possibly win 2 out of 3, against the Red Sox, you kind of feel like it opens up a little bit. I don't know what Minnesota is right now. They had such an interesting trade deadline. Washington's not very good. Chicago is not very good. You play them a couple of times this month. It does feel like if the Royals are really going to make this thing interesting, it does feel like the next 12 to 21 days, it feels like that's the window for the Royals to really make this thing interesting.
But they have to play well in order to make some hay during that stretch of games. And just remember this, any major league team can beat any other major league team in any given game.
That is the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews, joining us on the show today. As the Royals, they head to Fenway Park later today for a 3-game set. Brandon Falzer is going to start for the Royals and make his Royals debut coming up later today right here on 96.5 The Fan. Denny, it's always an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Always enjoy it.
Absolutely. That is Denny Matthews joining us on the show today. Excited to catch up with the Royals later today. We'll hand things off to Vern at 5 o'clock as the Royals are in Boston taking on the Red Sox. The Red Sox, they are one of the better teams in the American League. The Royals have been one of the hotter teams in the American League. This is the series right now that this is one of the better series in the early part of the week. In baseball, Denny always says sometimes it's not who you play, but when you play them. This is not a good time to play the Red Sox. It's also not a really good time to play the Royals. Coming up on the other side, my friend showed me something that I think a lot of you have to deal with on a weekend by weekend basis. I want to tell you what that is, and we'll keep talking about the Kansas City Chiefs as their first depth chart is out. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, two stories I want to talk about before we get back to very serious local Chiefs things. This is the first thing. A lot of times we have conversations about things that I don't understand, and I don't mind telling you that I don't understand some things. You don't understand some things. That's part of life. Some things I don't want to understand. I don't understand the thought process of someone that would do this next activity because this happened two times in the last week. I don't understand the thought process of somebody who would go to one of those kinds of stores. And if that's the kind of store that you go to, that's perfectly fine. I've been before. Rob, I imagine you've been before. Sometimes you walk in there and you're just curious. You then leave with something. You then take this toy that you bought from the store, and you're not thinking that you're going to use this. No, you're thinking, I can't wait to throw this on the court at a WNBA game. There's things about this that I don't understand. Number one, I don't understand the thought process of someone that goes to one of these stores, then leaves with one of these toys for the purposes of throwing it on the court at a WNBA game. I also don't understand, why is it green? You got some kind of fetish of being with the Incredible Hulk? Why is it green? I don't understand. You're allowed to like what you like, and that's perfectly fine. I just want somebody to explain to me why you go to the store to buy one of those toys and then throw it on the court. I also want to understand, why is it not lifelike human colors? Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't want to understand. The WNBA had a weird week. One fan got ejected for laughing at a player whose wig fell off. That, I'm sorry, if I would have been there, if you're playing basketball and your hair just falls off of your head, I'm sorry, I'm going to laugh in that moment. That's funny to me. It's very funny to me. Also, not once, but two separate times, fan just grabs toy, throws it on the court. Don't get it. The other thing that I wanted to share with you guys, and I promise you, we'll get back to very serious local things. So one of my friends has a kid who is of basketball playing age, and they had a tournament this weekend. Rob, I wrote down the prices to attend this basketball event.
And this is for, like, fans or, like yes. The play? Okay.
This is for fans to go to the – let's say that your nephew was playing in this tournament. You wanted to go see your nephew compete in this basketball tournament. The day pass was $30.
Wow.
For an adult. It was $12 for a kid.
Is it all you can eat, all you can drink?
So you and your wife, you just want to go watch her nephew play basketball. It's $60 for you to go watch these 15-year-old kids play basketball. $60. If you want the tournament pass, so let's say that you plan on going to multiple days and games a part of this. You don't just want to go to the 11 a.m. game on Saturday. You want to go to the game that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday. You also want to go to the Sunday game. You might as well get the weekend pass. $50. Hey, y'all pay this? I'm serious. I'm not joking. You're paying this? Text line. This is the genuine question. You're paying this every weekend to watch your kid play sports? I'm starting to understand why we have some of the problems in youth sports and why the parents be so mad. If I spent $60 for me and my wife to be able to go watch a game and then my kid didn't play, I'd have an issue with the coach too. If I spent $60 and you got this 17-year-old official who doesn't know the rules, you got him refereeing the game, I would also be on edge during the game. I would also be mad and unruly during the game. I paid $60. My kid just shot 2 for 9 from the floor, and you don't know what a travel is. I understand now why fans are so mad during these youth games. $30? This can't be real. I mean, I saw the picture. I'll send it to you. I'll post it. $30? To watch your high school kid play basketball? I can't do it.
There,
absolutely not.
We should not.
Y'all
live
pay this? I'm serious. Text line 913-5867. Is this normal? Because this can't be normal. This can't be part of the scheme that we have all. You signed your kids up to do this as an activity? You better go play in the YMCA. You better go play outside in the park with the other kids. $60? For two people to go, that's insane.
It is absolutely bananas that going to a high school or middle school basketball tournament is cheaper than a Royals game. It makes no sense to me. You can go to, I know the Royals are out of town. They come back to town next week, they play the Nationals. I guarantee I can find Nationals and Royals tickets, which is high-level Major League Baseball, for under $30 a pop. And I'm going to watch an AAU tournament where, yeah, some of the kids are probably going high D1s. Some of the kids are just, playing basketball. Like, $30 is nuts. And that's like, what if I want nachos and a Coke?
Yo, I'm serious. If I found out the prices of this, you know what I would be pushing my kid to do? Why don't you stay inside and play Call of Duty? You know what? Playing Call of Duty is not that bad of an activity. You can get the whole year of playing Call of Duty online for $50. You buy the video game for $70, you only in it $120. Hey, why don't you, you know what they always say, that you're going to go pro in something other than sports? Why don't you go be a pro Call of Duty player? I'll buy you the headset and the controller. You're set up. $30 is insane. This is insane. I'm serious. Somebody just texted in, my son is on the U15 Adidas Circus. And yes, those prices are real. It's so dumb. My wife, we have to pay $60 a day to watch our son after we've already paid fees for the league. My kid will be joining a club team. Why don't you go outside and play basketball in the backyard with your friends? All right, so you guys go play backyard with your friends. Again, when I heard this, this makes sense to me why the parents at youth sports are so angry. It all makes sense when I saw this. It all started to register. I get now why the parents are so intense in this. I get it. I mean, you spent more for U15 Adidas than you spent for Royals Tigers. I get why you're so into it. I'd be mad too. I spent $500 for you to play. I had to go buy you the sneakers. You needed a little arm sleeve because you think you're Allen Iverson. You're not really that good. And now me and my wife spent $60 for you to do this, and you shot 1 for 5? I see why the coach was out there throwing the balls at the kid in Air Bud now. It all makes sense.
I mean, to make matters worse, imagine you pay all that, and then like some super team just has to be coming in town that week. Like Casey Pump and Run shows up and just murders your kids.
I mean, that probably happens. That definitely happens.
You spent $60, your kid's enjoying himself, it's the semifinals, and you look up and it's 91-61, and you're going home upset, $180 out to watch your kid play basketball. That's that. Societally, we got to fix this.
I mean, you spent $60 and your kid just... Darren Peterson just caught an alley-oop on your son's head. That doesn't sound like a fun activity. That doesn't sound like a fun way to spend my Saturday. Why are you doing that? My kid just fell. Your kid just crossed my kid over and fell. Somebody's in trouble. I don't know. If we got to have some kind of issue here. I can't believe this. I'm insane. Someone said, Carrington, that's a good question. Why is it green? I just want to know. I don't understand. It would make sense to me if it was black. It would make sense to me if it was white or a shade of brown. All of that would make sense to me. Why is it green? I didn't understand. I was very confused when I saw the picture. What kind of fantasies do people have that you went out and bought a green one? It didn't make sense. I was very confused. I didn't understand. This was a very productive segment. It really was. It was very, very productive. The tournament passed. $30 a day, Rob. $30 a day. That's not even counting that you got to have your kid with some kind of trainer now, too. You got to have your kid working out. Your kid's doing those 1-on-0 drills. He's just practicing in front of a cone. You spent $60 for your kid to practice in front of a cone today. You got to, like, what's your hope if you're the average parent and you're doing this? Are you hoping that your kid just gets a scholarship? Is that your hope? You got to be hoping that your kid gets a scholarship somewhere. That's why you're doing this. You're not doing this just for so your son can participate in an activity. You've got to hope that Kansas wants your kid to come play basketball there, right? You have to hope that's the goal.
I mean, I know that it doesn't. It's not a one-for-one. But if you paid to these $60 tournaments, because you're not playing in one tournament every summer. You're probably playing in 3 or 4 of these tournaments, and your kid's in the U15, U16, U17, and then, you know, high-level AAU tournament, and you're doing this for 4 or 5 years. At this point, you've already paid for college by just going to these tournaments. Or imagine you have a second kid. Your first kid's playing the AAU circuit in basketball, and your second kid's like, man, I really want to be a baseball player. And then you go out to the baseball tournament. You leave the $60 event to go to another $60 event to watch a 9-year-old play coach pitch. It's a racket.
I don't know why coach pitch just had me just in tears. Coach pitch. I'm not paying $30 for that. No, not at all. Absolutely not. All right, I apologize
for taking... Little Timmy's dad's firing BBs, and we got no runs.
I apologize for taking this detour. 913-586-7965. All right, let's get some order back to this show. Let's talk about something very, very serious. Let's talk about the Chiefs left tackle situation. So I saw this posted online. This was a cut from the Ringer NFL podcast, and they were bringing up some concerns about Josh Simmons and Kingsley Suamataia. Now, I want you to know, I'm simply just playing this audio and we will discuss it. I did not say this because I know what will happen. 2 months from now, you guys will try to attribute these comments to me and I'll be thinking, I didn't say that. I'm here to just play this for you and then we can listen together and react and respond. Here it is.
I mean, we've literally had a week of practices for a lot of these teams, and it's like, oh, that worked out. You know, what a steal. And I understand with Simmons, it was, yeah, check it, you know, check the depth chart. Oh, they're fine there now. We got to learn our lesson on this. You know, every summer this happens. And so maybe I'm the curmudgeonly old guy saying
you're 100% right.
100%. Yeah.
You look at the recent examples, it's like Rashawn Slater, Tristan Wirfs. You can maybe say, and you could say like Joe Alt. As the guys who land in the league, and it's like, all right, you're just going to be our bookend, and we're not thinking about it. And then that guy immediately delivers, right? Like, and you look at what Kansas City's offense was last year, the level that not only Josh Simmons, but Kingsley Suamataia would have to be at for you to actually wipe away the problems that they were dealing with in terms of pressures, in terms of the amount of hits that Mahomes was taking, in terms of just how often they would have to create out of structure. Both these guys will basically have to be all pro players. And that's not a reasonable expectation for either of these guys. And you guys know, because we talked about it throughout the draft process, I was pretty high on Josh Simmons. I actually thought that in terms of just grading him out relative to his peers, he probably should have been a top 15, top 20 pick. Obviously, just the injury that he dealt with at Ohio State, I think kind of knocked him down boards a little bit. So I do think that he'll be fine, but expecting all the problems to be solved in that way is lofty.
All right, let's react to this. Because I think this is pretty interesting. Maybe you don't. I think this is interesting. I think the message that we are getting from Chiefs camp and from people that do this for a living is they think that Josh Simmons is Tristan Wirfs. They think he is Rashawn Slater. They think he is one of these kind of prospects. I mean, that's what I think you're hearing. I mean, I don't think they're comparing him to Lane Johnson, who was a top five pick. I don't think that's really been the comparison. But if you think that he is going to start day one from left tackle and the hype is where it has been, I think that's kind of what a lot of people are telling you, that he's going to be Tristan Wirfs. I mean, Tristan Wirfs is one of the best offensive linemen in the National Football League and has been that basically from day one. Rob, you know I'm really big on what have you done? Tristan Wirfs has been an all-pro 3 times in his career. He's been a first team all pro and he plays tackle in the National Football League. He was 1-21 and 24. He was a second team all pro guy in 2022. He was on the all rookie team. He's been in the league for 5 years. He's made the Pro Bowl for 4 of those years. Tristan Wirfs is legitimately one of the best offensive linemen in the National Football League, probably top 10. I think most of the people that have been to Chiefs camp and are watching Josh Simmons are telling you that's who they think he is. Now, let's see. I don't think it's fair to put Kingsley in that same conversation. I don't think people view Kingsley as the same kind of prospect as they view Josh Simmons. But in that same clip, he also says that he thought he was a top 15, top 20 draft pick. I mean, Tristan Wirfs was the 13th overall pick. He was pretty good, and it's been pretty good since day one. So if you think that he's in that range of a prospect, and the Chiefs are telling you they feel that he's in that range of prospect and going to be there from day one, I kind of think the expectation is that he's Tristan Wirfs. I think the expectation is at least that he's in the ballpark of being a Rashawn Slater type. And if you're telling me that the Chiefs got Rashawn Slater in the 30s, I think you're thrilled if that's what you got, even if that's what he is. Maybe he doesn't turn out to be some all-generational. If he just turns out to be Rashawn Slater, who got drafted in 21. He was the 13th overall pick. He's already been an All-Pro. He's made the Pro Bowl two separate times in his career. Tristan Wirfs, when healthy, is a – or Rashawn Slater, but both of them. Rashawn Slater is a very good offensive lineman. If you were telling me that the Chiefs got Rashawn Slater with the 30-something overall pick, you are thrilled if that's what he turns out to be. But I do think that's the expectation. Like, I don't want to do this with Josh Simmons, and I think it will come off as unfair in October and November. I'm not going to have people coming on here in August telling me he looks like Trent Williams, and then we're going to play the all, he's a rookie. No, I'm not doing both. If we think that he's the true, if we think that he's that good, then I'm holding him to the same standard of the other offensive linemen who are in that same tier. I'm holding him to that. I do think he can be a Pro Bowler if he's good this year. I do think he can be an All-Pro. If you're telling me that he has this kind of talent, I do think that's a fair thing to kind of hold him to.
I think when people hear that clip, if people just want to be outraged for whatever reason about the national media talking about the Chiefs. I think the clip is actually correct. It's okay to say, hey, it is pretty rare for a left tackle as a rookie to hit the ground running and jump into the league and be elite. The amount of Joe Alts that happen is pretty rare. You're right. There's Slater, there's Wirfs, there's Alt. Those were not the only three tackles drafted over the last 10 years. There were other tackles who were drafted in the first round, and some of them are good players. They're just not transcendent, and they're not transcendent immediately. So I feel like, and I agree with your point, let's settle down a little bit on Josh Simmons. I'm not going to be one of the people saying, well, he's already Trent Williams. I'm going to slow play what I think about Josh Simmons.
But this is the thing, though. I don't mind hype and buzz.
But he's not against the hype and buzz.
I'm with you. Trent Williams is an extreme example. Trent Williams will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think we all can agree that's the high end. That's the absolute best of the best. But I don't mind hype. I think where I'm usually normally like labeled as the bad guy is I'm cool with the hype. How do you live up to the hype? If you're telling me that Darren Peterson is De'Aaron Fox and you're telling me that he's the number one overall pick, then my expectations in December are going to be very simple. I need to see you look like the number one overall pick. So if we're going to play the game with Josh Simmons that he should have been a top five pick, he should have been a top 10 pick, he's going to be a generational left tackle, the Chiefs have their left tackle position figured out for the next 12 years, all right, cool. They got some early tests. They play the Chargers early in the season. They play the Eagles early in the season. They play Baltimore early in the season. If you think that they are right, if they are right, we are not. This will not take us till week 7, week 8 to figure out if he's that. It didn't take us that long with Tristan Wirfs to figure out if he was that. It didn't take us that long with Rashawn Slater to figure out if he's that. We figured out pretty early that Kingsley Suamataia couldn't do it. It took them a game and a half, and they, no, that's not our left tackle anymore. So again, I'm perfectly cool with hype. I'm fine with expectations, but with expectations, I don't want to just play the game where we do this in August, and then if he struggles in the middle part of the season, we're now using the, oh, he's a rookie, what did you expect? No, that's not what we were saying in June, July, and August when he was taken off. And I mean, we could play for the rest of the show, I could play for you people who have come on here and sung the absolute praises of Josh Simmons. That is now the expectation of what I think he should be this season. He should be a very good left tackle in the NFL based off the hype and what people are telling me that know what they're talking about. That's what I think he should be.
I'm okay with hype and buzz, but one of the reasons I'm going to try to pull the reins on that hype and buzz is it's a position that does not hit the ground running, like wide receiver. We've seen a lot of wide receivers make the jump from college football to the NFL, and they are a star immediately. Jamar Chase comes to mind, Justin Jefferson. There are probably receivers who didn't go to LSU. But, like, it is, you can hit the ground running. Sometimes at left tackle, you can be good, you can be productive, but it takes time. Christian Darrisaw, he's a good left tackle for the Vikings. When he eventually showed up in Minnesota, I don't know his first year, but I don't remember people talking about him after 4 days of camp like he's Trent Williams, like he's one of those guys.
Well, to be fair, we also don't keep up with Vikings camp.
My
either.
Point is Christian Darrisaw is a good player. And if Josh Simmons is Christian Darrisaw, I don't think Chiefs fans should be upset about that. But I don't want on August 4th the hype to be he's going to hit the ground running the same way Rashawn Slater did.
I actually think people will be upset if that's what, and I know that.
That's the people's problem because Christian Darrisaw is a good left tackle in the NFL.
I just know we play this game where Pro Bowls don't matter. Christian Darrisaw's never been to the Pro Bowl. He's never been named an All-Pro. So I'm with you. I think he's a very good player. There is a difference in terms of what the perception is and what they've accomplished. There is a difference between Kristen Darrisaw, Tristan Wirfs, and Rashawn Slater. There is a noticeable difference between those three.
I 100% agree. And I think if we keep expectations in the Darrisaw realm, at least for early in his career, because he can develop beyond just his rookie year. If you're looking for a guy to come in, be a good starting left tackle, be light years better than you've had at left tackle, which is an indictment on the position, and grow into it and become a good left tackle in the league, he turns into Cam Robinson or Eric Fisher, you would be happy with that outcome. But when you start throwing out hype and buzz like Trent Williams, Rashawn Slater, Joe Alt, he needs to be one of those guys, and I don't know that a guy who got picked at 30 with his injury concerns is going to hit the ground running at that level, so I'm going to try to pull the reins a little bit by some people who are getting a little bit aggressive with what he can be.
I know that we use Pro Football Focus ratings from time to time as a measurement. I just want to let you know. So Rashawn Slater last year, he was the second highest graded tackle in the NFL. There were 140 tackles who got graded. Rashawn Slater had a 91.1 rating on Pro Football Focus. Tristan Wirfs was ninth last year in the NFL. He had an 82.8. Kristen Darrisaw was 11th last year at 81.4. So, I mean, at least how Pro Football Focus rates them. Slater was the best. Wirfs was the second best, and then Darrisaw. But I mean, according to these rankings, there was not a big gap between where Tristan Wirfs was and Darrisaw last year for Minnesota.
And this is what happens at camp. This year, we talked about on the show, the camp darling is Josh Simmons. It's weird that a first-round pick is the camp darling, but I think if you went up to St. Joe tomorrow for training camp and you walked around the stands and you said, okay, Joe fan, what do you think of Josh Simmons? If he ended up being Kristen Darrisaw, who by the metrics is a top 10 left tackle in the NFL and one that you will have as your franchise left tackle for as long as he plays football, the average fan would say, nope, Darrisaw is not as good as Josh Simmons. When in reality, if you walk away at pick 30 with Kristen Darrisaw, you should be very happy as a Chiefs fan, especially early in his career that, hey, the start, he was a top 10-ish left tackle, and you hope he develops and ascends into a top 5, 6, 7-ish tackle. But the idea that he's walking to the league and he's going to be Willie Rofe, it's starting to get a little much out of the talk of St. Joe.
Yeah, I think some of it, too, is like the Bo Nix theory, where the Broncos just didn't have a quarterback for so long that when you get Bo Nix and you finally just have good, competent quarterback play, you're just through the moon for it. Now, Bo Nix had a very, very good rookie season, but I think you get the point that I'm making. It's just like they were so bad at the position. Like, I think the perception is that the Chiefs were so bad at left tackle that it is now noticeable that they have made an improvement at left tackle. And I think people are really excited about it. I also think that's just one of the positions where if you get it right and they are right about Josh Simmons, and this is not a conversation that we need to have for the next decade because they found their left tackle, that is a tremendous advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs. If they were able to find their left tackle, also pick up a draft pick, and they found him at the tail end of the first round, just what that means for the Chiefs for the next decade, for basically the rest of Mahomes' career. Like, there is a chance that this is the only left tackle that Patrick Mahomes plays with for the rest of his career, barring injury. There's a chance that that happens. And if that happens, that is just obviously a major, major plus for the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up on the other side, we'll continue talking about the Royals, who the Royals are back at 500. They are 56-56. They have 50 games remaining in the baseball season. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Hey, they're trying to get Frank White out of here. You guys know that they're trying to get Frank White recalled from his position as the Jackson County executive. By a court order, a recall election regarding his future as the Jackson County executive will be held on September 30th of later this year. Now, I'm not super optimistic about Frank's chances here. I mean, a lot of you are mad for a lot of different things. I saw people saying, well, is this about the stadium? And I'm like, yeah. Is this about the taxes? I mean, yeah. I mean, the answer is both. A lot of people are mad at Frank for a lot of various things. I mean, you are spending a significant larger amount than you had anticipated. And it also looks right now that they could lose the Chiefs. I mean, I'm imagining the person that has that job, he ain't really too popular, and you just never really hear from him. He never really takes the time to explain things. Like, we don't really know the method behind the madness, so to speak. So I just want to let you know that if you live in Jackson County, that I'm telling you they're planning on getting him out of here. And if I had to guess, I think this plan will be successful. I think there's enough people very unhappy with the job that he is doing that I think those people are going to show up at the end of September, and I think they're going to get him out of here. That would be my guess. That's what I think is going to happen. I want to tell you guys that since June 30th, Boston is 20-7, so they have been very good. Toronto, they are 19-10 since this date. And guess what? The Royals, since June 30th, they are 17-10. They have been the third best team in the American League since June 30th. Now, going up against Boston, who just beat up on the Houston Astros, I think we will say this, I don't know, maybe 5-6 times between now and the end of the season. This is by far and away the most important series for the Royals this year. You are playing a team that is directly ahead of you in the wild card race. You cannot afford to get swept. Like, that's a non-starter. You cannot get swept by the Boston Red Sox. Right now, you are 5.5 games back of them. You can't come back to Kansas City or go to Minnesota 8.5 games back of them. It is about keeping pace. Now, you won the series against Toronto, so you don't have to win this series against Boston. You'll take a 3-3 out of those two teams, and now you got to win the Minnesota series, and you kind of keep this ball rolling. But a lot of it just really comes down to the offense. I mean, Boston's offense, they're fifth in runs scored this year. The Royals are 29th, but I don't know how much you can factor in what the Royals have done over the totality of their season, because they've been a lot better for the last 3-4 weeks when it comes to the offense. The same questions exist for the Royals. Can they consistently score four or more runs? If they do that, they give themselves a chance to win. Will the Royals offense continue what they've been doing? You cannot expect to go on the road in Boston and think that you're holding that offense down in that park. I don't think you're planning on winning this with a lot of 2-1, 3-1 ball games, not with the pitching that you have. You had two guys who have just never pitched for the Royals going in this series. So this isn't what you had early in the season where you would have Reagans, Lugo, and Waka going for three straight days. That's not what the Royals currently have. I think the Royals can win this series, obviously, but I think a lot of it's going to come down to, can you win one of these first two starts with your guys making their first start with their club? Two guys that are making a switch over from the National League to the American League. I know it's not what it was, you know, a while ago, but still guys who don't have a lot of experience against this lineup that you're going up against. And can the Royals continue to score runs like they have for the last couple of weeks? If they do that, they got a chance to go on the road and steal this series. They just stole a series from the Blue Jays this weekend.
I don't want to diminish the importance of this series, because I agree with you. You really can't let Boston run away. Don't let them sweep you. I agree. But we said on Friday before the series in Toronto that the next six games are stage one of a two-stage situation the Royals were in. Stage one was the Blue Jays, who are the best team in the AL, and the Red Sox, who are right behind them as one of the best teams in the AL. You need to tread water and then gobble up wins against the bad Twins, the bad White Sox, and the bad Nationals. You have given yourself a little bit of leeway by going to Toronto and winning that series. If you can win this Boston series, now, hey, it is all systems go. I think the city will be back in. But because you won the Toronto series, as long as you don't get swept, if it's Thursday, the Royals went 3-3 through stage one of their road trip, and now they're headed up to face Minnesota, who we can even do this on the show. We can name people and say, ask if they're on the roster or not, because the Twins had a fire sale. You feel like you're in a good spot to have a winning road trip, and a winning road trip leading into the Nationals and White Sox is the absolute best case scenario for the Royals. They've given themselves a little leeway in this series by winning the last series.
I want to play this audio for you guys. This is Vern. He was on the morning show earlier. Here he is talking about the importance of this series against the Red Sox.
The reason why, a few weeks ago, right before the All-Star break, when the Royals dropped 2-3 to the New York Mets at home, that to me was, quote unquote, it. You know, that to me is when I was resigned to the fact that it's not in the cards for the boys this season. They just didn't do enough things that good teams do. They didn't run the bases well. Their defense was average at best. They didn't come from behind. They had no power. They had no clutch. The rotation was starting to get banged up. You know, love the team, but 100-some-odd games in, I just didn't think it was in the cards for them. But since the All-Star break, and you look at what they've done of late, winning 9 of the last 13, it's because they're playing good baseball. They're executing. They're getting the ball. They're getting the bunt down. They're hitting the ball behind the runner. They're taking the extra 90 feet. They're just so that to me is the top storyline as you go into Boston to take on a team that is as hot as any ball club in the American League. Can you match them in just quality of baseball? That's number one. And then number two, Bailey Falter on the hill tonight, the young right-hander Ryan Burgert going tomorrow.
Someone on the text line makes this point, and I think it's a very good point. I mean, tomorrow, when you kind of look at how things line up, the Royals probably have a better chance of winning today than they have tomorrow. If you're just kind of looking at the way that the pitching probables kind of works out, I don't think the Royals have to win this series. I'll certainly let you know when I think they have to win the series. You cannot afford to lose a series to the Nationals. You cannot afford to lose a series to the White Sox. Like, those are two teams that you don't want to say you missed the playoffs because you lost to those teams. But to your point, Rob, and what you just said, because you beat the Toronto Blue Jays in a series, if you just go 6-3 and you're 500 against those two teams, you are more than happy. You just kind of push the problem down a little bit, and obviously you got to take care of business against the teams that you play. So, I mean, that's kind of where we are with the Royals. The Royals are on the road against the Boston Red Sox. The Royals are at 500 right now. The Royals have 50 games left. The Royals have a chance to make the postseason. It's not a great chance. We've talked about it. It's about a 1-in-8 chance of making the postseason, but the Royals absolutely have a shot in making the postseason. It's just about staying hot. They have been the third best team in the American League over the last 30 games or so. If they can continue that and keep that up and win the games that you're supposed to win and avoid some of the mines that they have in their schedule, the Royals are going to be in it until the very, very end. I think the goal for the Royals, for all of us, is I really want the Royals to have a couple really important series in September. I want the Royals to be a game back, a game and a half back. They play the team that's directly in front of them, and they got a chance to move into the third wild card spot. And just, you got to stay within striking distance, and when the door is open, you got to walk through it. I think that is a very realistic possibility for the Royals. We'll continue to bounce back and forth between the Royals and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are at training camp. Their first preseason game is coming up this weekend. The Royals have three games on the road against Boston the next 3 days. We're off early today as the Royals are in the Eastern time zone. Let's talk about the Chiefs coming up on the other side. And I don't think that Christian Fulton is starting this season with the team. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.